I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Good morning, welcome to Amazing FBA. This is another little summer episode down in Surrey. I'm back down here just very briefly. This is a very lovely place just south of London. If you're from the US of A, this is one of the quintessentially English places. It's all sort of leafy, as you can hear the birds tweeting in the trees behind me possibly. And it's lovely stuff. So I want to talk about a couple of things, but mostly I want to talk about daily rituals. Okay, so daily rituals, why are rituals important? Well, rituals are things that get us into a certain mental state, a certain way of feeling. And I think that when you're a solopreneur or in a partnership, and I'll talk more about partnership in a second and what solo means and why you need to address that word. But basically you are your business, and your mental and physical and emotional state is the main thing that is going to affect what you can produce, as well as things like the time you have available and the money and stuff like that. So I firmly believe that you need to have a set of rituals to get yourself in the right state before you start working. Now, I'm not suggesting that you spend hours going to the gym or, you know, going to a yoga class for an hour or something every single day, and then read 4 productivity books and then implement some special time management system. By the time you've done that, you've wasted half a day. And I say wasted in the sense that the time available is not going to be enough to run your business. However, I do think if you are working full time at this or even part time, that if you have certain rituals, it is going to help you get into productive flow. For me, that would be simply taking a walk first thing in the morning. And especially on a day as beautiful as this, it's a no-brainer, really. It's a lovely thing to do. But partly, you've just got to tune into yourself. For example, I got up this morning and I had too much coffee last night and I didn't sleep very well. So I'm still a bit jittery from the coffee. My body's saying I need movement, I need fresh air. You just sometimes got to tune into that a little bit. You don't need to be complicated about it, and just take 15 minutes. Don't take an hour. So for me, that's one of my rituals. One of the other rituals is to make a phone call while I'm out on the walk, and that's sort of layering activity. Now, multitasking is something that's been given a bit too much credence, really, over the years and decades. I don't think it's worth worrying about the idea of trying to do 5 things at once, because you can't do them well. But you can layer 2 types of activities if it's something like walking and talking, because basically they use different parts of your brain. I think checking Facebook whilst being in the middle of an email to a supplier whilst trying to eat breakfast. Now, who hasn't been there? This is not a good use of laying. But for example, when I go walking, I'll often make a call to a friend, or I will sort of tap into various sort of communities I'm a member of if I've got an issue that's preying on my mind and I just want to talk it through. And quite often I find that talking things through with a fellow entrepreneur will simply clarify things, even if they didn't give me any advice at all. I simply talk it through, and being an extrovert, I need to talk. And because of that, then at the end of the conversation, I say, you know what, I think I know what to do. And I go away with more clarity and more sort of focus than I went into the conversation with. So, for me, the rituals would be physical exercise and communication with other people. And that gets me going. And it gets me, and during the day, I'll take a break, maybe 11 o'clock or, you know, at lunchtime or whatever, and reconnect with people or with nature or just physically move. If you're more of an introverted person, then journaling things can really help. It's not something I've personally found really powerful, but I do make notes. I've just started using Workflow very extensively, which is an amazing tool. And I will sort of note all my business's processes down. And I do think that's another thing that's fantastic for productivity. But that's not so much a ritual as a sort of habit of doing things, really. And again, it's a balance to be struck. If all you spend all day writing down how to do things and you never actually do it, then you won't make much progress. And I'm guilty as charged of doing that too much. Now, that does mean that I can communicate with you, my beloved listener, reader, or follower or viewer, but you know what it doesn't mean is I'm as productive as I could be. So that's one of those things I need to move. Now, another thing that I find is a ritual, which is not so much a ritual as something organized by somebody else, is once a month I go to a mastermind of fellow entrepreneurs. And as a result of that, I have a sort of mini community I can tap into at any time. I just send a quick PM and we communicate all the time with each other, really, just whatever daily issues have come up, whether it be a freight forwarder is creating a nightmare or Amazon Seller Central is trying to shut our account down or something, big crisis down to small things like, you know, I'm finding that promo codes aren't working very well for getting giveaways. Anyone else finding this? Any other solutions? Whatever it might be. And I really do think, and particularly if you're more of an extrovert type person, that being part of a community is really, really important. I just think it's not just about meetings per se, but it's about having a network of people, a small network, not 500, 5,000 people on some Facebook group, but, you know, 10 people or whatever it is that you can reach out to and you can help each other. I do think, I can't really think of something that's more powerful than that. So I'm very curious. So I would love it if you could just ping me an email and just let me know your thoughts. Just michael@amazingfba.com. Just ping me a very quick email and tell me what are your daily rituals and what are your weekly and monthly rituals to get yourself in flow and productivity and to keep yourself there. I'd be very, very interested to know your thoughts about that. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to get back out of the sunshine now. I've got to get myself down to my laptop, but now I feel ready to go, motivated, and my brain is clear, so all is good. I will go and knock out a day's work and go and contact some suppliers and get myself ready for quarter four. So folks, adios. Got a very quick thing to talk to you about that I'm offering. If it doesn't interest you, this will be over in 2 minutes, I promise. So basically, I am here to talk about the London Mastermind, which I just started running in September. We've had our first meeting, it was fantastically useful. So here are 7 reasons why you might consider joining it. If you're not a UK-based, then you can just fast forward 2 minutes because this is not going to be relevant for you. I just want to be clear right now. If you're UK-based, thanks for sticking with me. 7 reasons to join. Number one, isolation's a dream killer. Right? I don't think anybody should be just trying to go into business purely on their own because they will get depressed and demotivated and quit. Why a physical meeting? Very simple. We all spend too much time online. It's isolating. It's bad for you. Again, you know, we are human creatures. We are social animals. We are evolved to meet other people physically. Why a mastermind then, not just a big meeting? Well, a big meeting's inspiring. Sometimes the content can be great, but it's not specific to you and your business. The mastermind has a 20-minute slot allocated to every single member as a minimum to spend focused entirely on brainstorming how to solve your business problems. Not ones you had last month, not ones you're going to have 6 months down the line right now. And there is nothing more powerful than that. Other reasons, you can't be open in a big group, let alone in a Facebook group. We have non-disclosure and non-compete agreements, so you're safe if you want to go into great detail about your product. Up to you, of course, but you can be safe to be open. There's follow through on you and your personal business and where you're at. And if you set goals, we are certainly going to be able to hold you accountable if that's something you want. It's up to you, but I advise you to do that. It's great for networking to go to a big meeting, but there's no way you can get to know somebody in depth. In a small meeting, you can really take the measure of somebody. And actually, I've recently, because I practice what I preach here, I've recently been in a member mastermind that I've been a member of, found a business partner. We've got to know each other and trust each other. And we've now gotten into business and it's going great. And I'm so glad that I met him. But there would be no way I could do that in a large anonymous group, let alone online. And lastly, on a large group, you get a lot of cheerful time wasters. This is vetted by application only, action takers only. So if that interests you, you want to find out more, go up to www.amazingfba.com/mastermind and you can apply there. Just click on apply here links. Or if you want to email me about it, michael@amazingfba.com. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few. Then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.